Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. According to a report and measurements from RBB, together with the Technical University Berlin, or TU, far more Berliners than previously known are affected by excessive nitrogen oxide pollution. Values at 73 sites are above the permissible EU limit value. In total, the TU scientists measured the concentration of nitrogen oxide at 110 sites. According to the RBB, the country's measuring network comprises only 39 sites. Measured in three cycles over a period of 4 weeks in October and November 2017, the highest concentration was found at the Görlitzer Bahnhof in Kreuzberg. According to the data, 77 micrograms of nitrogen oxide per cubic meter of air were measured. The law permits a maximum annual average exposure of 40 micrograms. Jürgen Resch, managing director of Deutsche Umwelthilfe, reported to RBB that the publication of the data will put more pressure on the Berlin Senate, adding that it won't be sufficient to work with 30 km/h speed zones and will be necessary for Berlin to create areas where driving a car is prohibited. The Federal Constitutional Court in Karlsruhe has rejected four constitutional complaints against the new BER airport. The separation between building permission and the determination of flight arrangements is constitutionally acceptable, according to a statement by the court on Tuesday. It had also been made permissible to assess the local residents' exposure to noise by means of basic planning with time-shifted starts instead of simultaneous starts from two runways. On Tuesday afternoon, Berlin Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD and Brandenburg's District President Dietmar Woidke of the SPD discussed BER's timetable. After a series of failed opening dates, airport manager Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup wants to announce this Friday when the breakdown-stricken airport can go into operation. BER was supposed to have been in operation for 6 years. Since then, however, all opening dates have failed due to technical problems, construction defects, and planning errors. The new building has been undergoing renovation for years. Manager Daldrup wants to finish the work by August of 2019, but realistically, this does not seem like enough time. The airport company did not want to comment in advance on speculation about a 2020 or 2021 opening date. According to Hannes Stefan Hönemann, spokesman for the company, on Friday, the Board of Management will set a responsible date. Berlin Briefing will continue our reports on the ongoing BER saga as information develops. Faking a parking permit in the Hauptstadt can lead to paying a relatively high fine. According to an announcement from the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg Bezirksamt yesterday, a driver who tampered with her expired residential parking permit now must pay a fine of €1,200, whereas a legal two-year permit would have cost her €20.40. 9 of the 12 Berlin districts have parking management zones, in which residents can park free of charge with a residence parking permit. Anyone who is registered within the parking zone and actually lives there is entitled to one of the stickers. Applications for these permits can be made at your local Bezirksamt or City Hall. Only in the districts of Lichtenberg, Neukölln, and Treptow-Köpenick there is no residential permit parking. According to Thorsten Herbst, spokesman for the Brandenburg Police Headquarters, since the discovery of a parcel bomb in a Potsdam pharmacy on December 1st, their search for the DHL blackmailer or blackmailers continues. The Brandenburg Special Investigating Commission, QR, named after the term QR code, a barcode used by delivery services, has evaluated more than 185 tips from citizens, among them being three messages about suspicious parcels on Monday, all of which turned out to be harmless. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, investigators are advising everyone in Berlin and Brandenburg not to open odd packages or those with strange addresses. The unknown offenders are demanding several million euro in the digital currency Bitcoin from the parcel service provider DHL. More than 50 officials remain on the case. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.